you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, June 30, 2019. I'm Atif Erfani.
And I am Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Well, as usual, we have received many letters and emails from our listeners from across the world. I begin with three of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports. A listener from Brazil, Daniel Fernandez, Deba Kamal Hazarika from India, and Helmut Matt from Germany. Thank you very much for your reception reports. And we have also received emails from a number of our listeners, including a listener from Nepal, Ranjit Darnal, Rhys Lloyd from Britain, John P. Cooper from the United States, Tajang Pakning from Indonesia, and also a listener who has actually sent an email making a comment about one of our daily programs, the debate. He has made a comment about this program that later on we are going to read out his comments for you. Anyhow, let's go for a short break and we'll be back with your kind letters and emails.
This is Listeners Special, and before reading your kind emails and letters, I have to mention that many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. And...
well, let's start with an email by Rhys Lloyd from Britain. This is what Rhys has to say. Thank you for your email and quick reply. I follow international radio and shortwave and other bands on the radio spectrum simply out of curiosity and admiring recognition that certain signals can go great distances. Simply put, I enjoy hearing things I've never heard before from places I've never been before, although I hope to. I favor more traditional methods of receiving radio, as I like to think I would. I found something completely surreptitiously as opposed to searching for it online and getting it without little effort. I only listen to stations online if they are genuinely too far away to receive on analog, and their mode of transmission is not particularly conducive to DXing, like FM radio, for instance. I look forward to hearing more from you at IRIB Radio and into the future as it reaches its eighth decade on the air in 2020, a doubtlessly momentous occasion. I also look forward with best wishes to your kind, most welcome response, for which I would like to thank you in advance. Rhys Lloyd from Britain, thank you very much for your relatively long email. And similar to many of our listeners, he has also referred to the sort of enjoyment he experiences while tuning into shortwave radio. Many of our listeners have mentioned this point in the letters and emails they have sent to us. Many people really enjoy tuning in to shortwave radio. And he has also referred to the fact that next year will mark the 8th decade of radio broadcast in Iran. And that's also an interesting point he has mentioned. Anyhow, thank you very much, Riz Lloyd from Britain, for sending us an email. And please do keep in touch with us. Tell us which programs you prefer listening to.
Yeah, Riz Lloyd from the UK, thank you very much for your letter. Okay, by the way, one of our listeners who has not mentioned his or her name has sent a short email and says, hello, thank you very much for your programs. Actually, I have a request. Could you please replace another subject for your debate program, which plays at 11 a.m. every day? I listen to it every day, and I think it gets repetitive sometimes. Thank you in advance. Thank you
very much. Well, we do actually pass your comment to the producer, to our producer, and see what changes he can make in the schedule.
And we are so happy that he or she listens to our programs very carefully. And
Here's an email sent to us from Nepal by Ranjit Darnal. The email reads, my name is Ranjit Darnal. I'm from the Himalayan country of Nepal. I use my father's radio to listen to your programs, but it is very, very old now. I'd been a regular listener of IRIB English Radio in the years 2010 and 2011, but due to the busy schedule of my work, I have not been able to listen to the programs regularly since then. Now, from 2018, I'm trying to manage my time to listen to the programs again. I am planning to buy a new radio so that I can listen to your radio more clearly. Thank you very much, Ranjit. Please tell us about the quality of the reception of our radio signals back in Nepal. And I'm very pleased to hear that you have tried to make some changes to your work so that since 2018 you have actually joined other listeners of IRIB English Radio. I wish you success and prosperity.
Okay, I also do express my gratitude to Ranjit Darnal from Nepal, and we are so happy that our signals are received in Nepal.
All right, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a tick.
Okay, we are back. Tejang Park Ning from Indonesia has sent us a very short email. He says, Assalamu alaikum to all of you in the studio of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Tehran. I have received your pack sent to me containing a postal card, QSL card, and other items. Thanks for your attention. Okay, we are also very happy that you received the pack and postcard, QSL card, and other items. Tejang Pak Ning from Indonesia, tell us your opinion about our programs.
And also tell us since when you've been tuning into our radio programs. That's also interesting to know. And today's last email has been sent to us from the United States by John P. Cooper. This is what John has to say. I'm trying to get information on a shortwave reception report I sent out to your station, but I have not received a QSL card yet. I do enjoy listening to your station's English broadcast when I can receive it. I've learned much about your country, and I hope that I can learn more in the future. Thank you very much, John. Don't forget to actually continue tuning into our radio programs, but if you want to learn more about Iran and its culture and civilization, I recommend you to also take a look at our website. Probably you have done that so far, but I'm sure you'll find our website quite interesting and informative.
Thank you very much, John P. Cooper from the United States.
And now it's time for this week's interview. But before that, let's go for a short piece of music and we'll be back. Thank you.
And this week's interview is with Don Rhodes from Australia. Don Rhodes has talked about himself and IRIB English radio programs. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Okay, I am a retired gentleman. I am 70 years of old, and I am a retired ambulance driver. I have my wife, her name is Christine, and I have four children. We have four children and 13 grandchildren. And my hobbies are, as you know, shortwave radio. I listen to the IRIB, and I like to do gardening, and I do woodwork as well. When I listen to most stations, actually, and I listen to many other stations as well, I listen for basically the news and for political viewpoints, because Iran is very much different to Australia, which is obvious. But I like to have an open mind, and the programs from Iran, it is always interesting to listen to them to get the viewpoint of other countries, things that we do not get on local TV or radio. Well, my wife and I, we are Australians, and we belong to the Christian faith, but we are always open to hearing the views of other religions, and Islam, of course, one of the major religions in the world today. But yes, we are always interested to hear the views and what other religions believe. And we had a program on TV just recently all about the Quran, which was very interesting. We watched that one. Okay, for listeners around the world, I think, as I just indicated, the religious tolerance for other faiths is important, and I think that you should always be tolerant of the beliefs of other religions, you know, be it Christianity or be it Islam or anything or wherever. I think tolerance is the key word, tolerance.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.